is even bigger and better than ever. It's time to press your luck and play Whammy. Let's meet today's players.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm originally from South Bend, Indiana, and I want to win the big bucks so I can go to law school.
Hi, I'm Kristen from Palmdale. I go to Antelope Valley College, and I'm here to win the big bucks to pay my grandparents back for all the money I owe them.
Hi, I'm Kevin from Los Angeles. I'm a student, and I want to win a big trip so I can get out of the house.
And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you very much, Jay Kroger. Thank you, everybody. Good to see you.
Thank you very much for being here, folks. Welcome to Whammy, where you can spin your way to big bucks, great prizes, and hopefully a little college debt relief. Let's get to know these fine students right here. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help you out by giving each one of you $1,000 just for showing up and smiling the way you did, all right? And you can add to that total by taking a chance right up there. That's the big board. You see all the good stuff. You probably see the whammies. Now, you want to avoid the whammy because if you hit him, he's going to come out here and take all your cash, all your prizes, and deposit them into his own big bank here. And why don't we go ahead and fill that up now with $3,000, okay? Now, players, remember that you can whammy the whammy by hitting big bank right up there. Do that. And not unlike one of your many classes, I will ask you a question. Answer it correctly, and you get everything that's in the big bank to call your very own. And we realize that you need a way to get to and from class, so we can set you up with a new car. Gary.
John, it's the sporty Suzuki Aerial SX with 145 horsepower. In-dash, six-disc CD changer, aluminum alloy wheels. That's from Suzuki.
Yeah, see, and you can put your little campus parking pass right there in the rearview mirror. It's a beautiful thing. All you have to do is get both halves of the car key up there on the board, win the game, and that car is yours. Now, remember, the player that's in the lead at the first round here gets to have the advantage of going last in the final round. Sometimes that comes in pretty handy, believe you me. Brian, we did a drawing backstage to see who was going to go first. That is you, sir. You got your $1,000. Right. Let's go ahead and put the big board in motion.
Here we go. Start out with some big bucks. No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks up.
Stop and pick a prize, Brian. Anything you'd like, sir.
I would like the movie tickets for a year.
There you go. Movie tickets for a year, Brian. They're yours, worth $520, a fine prize. Kristen, let's go to you. Here comes your first bid.
All right. Big bucks, big bucks. No whammies.
Stop at designer sunglasses worth $370 while you're strutting across campus there. Kevin, how about it? Let's see what you can do.
Big bucks, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at $300 for Kevin. All right, yes. Players, once down the line, no whammy so far, but we're going to put more up on the board now to make things a little tougher for you. Brian, you're in the lead with $1,520. You want to freeze here? You think you've got enough to win the round, or you want to press your luck and try to get a little more?
I'm going to press it. I'm pressing it.
Here we go. Let's add it up. Add it up. No whammy. Stop.
Time and computer software. That's worth $626, Brian. That'll help you out.
Yes.
$2146 for you. Kristen, $1,370, currently in second place. Freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck. Come on. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at an e-book. That's worth $399. Kristen's up to $1,769 as we come down to Kevin. What are you going to do, sir?
I'm going to press my luck. Keep going. Big bucks. No whammies.
Stop at a CD changer. How about that? That's worth $200 for you. Kevin, $1,500 for you. Still in third place. Here come more whammies. I can hear them. There they are. Brian, back to you. You've pretty much had the lead this entire game. $2,146. You're going to freeze or press your luck even further?
I'm afraid of the whammies. I'm going to freeze.
All right. Brian, it made an educated move there. $2,146. You are frozen currently in first place. But who knows what could happen when Kristen faces the board. You going to freeze there or press your luck with $1,769?
I think I'm going to press my luck.
All right, she wants that top spot.
Come on, no whammies, no whammies, stop.
Stop at $1,000. Kristen jumps into first place, $2,769. Kevin, this could be a chance for you to try to play a little catch up here. $1,500, and he wants to go to the board. All right. Stop at a satellite TV system. Kevin is really setting himself up. That's worth $249. You're still in third place. More whammies we must add to the board now. Brian, you are frozen currently in second place. Kristen, you're in the lead, $2,769. She wants to freeze. You are frozen, young lady. $2,769. Kevin, you trail her by just over $1,000. What are we
going
to do
here? I'm going to keep going.
He wants the lead. All right.
Big bucks, no whammies.
Stop. $1,000. Now, Kevin, I want you to look up there at all the whammies as you sit there with $2,749. We had to add a few more here. You are the only one in this round. You trailed Kristen by 20 bucks. The Suzuki car key is still up there. The big bank's still at 3,000. All right, he's going to play it safe. You are frozen, Kevin. A nice round, not a single whammy. We always like to see that. Here's how it looks. Brian, you're in third place with $2,146. Kevin's in second place, $2,749. Kristen in the lead with $2,769 in the big bank at $3,000. When we come back, we're going to see if they're paying attention in class or not. The question round happens right after this. Stay there. To Whammy, the question round is coming right up. Let's get to know these three players right here. Brian, let's start with you. Want to go to law school, huh? It's not cheap, is it?
It is not cheap. It is not cheap at all, especially where I want to go.
Yes, where is that?
I'd like to go to USC.
I understand. Go Trojans.
Right on.
All right, counselor, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, Brian. Kristen, you want to pay back your grandparents. What did they loan you money for?
Well, my car, for one, I needed to get a new transmission and engine. And then my bill, I've run up the phone bill, the cellular phone bill. Just ran it up.
And dare I ask who you're calling? What's his name?
My boyfriend.
Okay.
my boyfriend. All three of them. I don't know.
I'm kidding. I know just one, of course. All right, Kristen, good luck. And Kevin, you want to win a trip.
Yeah.
Stressful life here in Southern California.
Exactly.
You need to go somewhere warm and sunny.
Yeah, that sounds good. I got to get out of the house, you know. I'll go around the world, travel, Cancun.
I understand,
like
man.
That.
I understand. We're at the perfect age
money,
to
man.
Do that. Good luck to you. See
Thank
if we can help you rack up some frequent flyer miles, all right? Here comes the question round where I ask you a bunch of questions. A correct buzzing answer gets you 3 spins. Correct multiple choice answer gets you 1 spin. And here comes that first question. Listen carefully. Players, it's time for another whammy flashback. Martin Luther King Day becomes a national holiday, and U2 scores its first number one single. These firsts took place in what decade? Brian.
1980s.
Is it the 80s, the 90s, or back in the 70s? Kristen?
1970s.
Kevin? 80s.
It all happened in the 80s. The 80s. Brian, you get 3 spins there. Kristen stays tied at 0, and Kevin picks up the spin. Here's your next question. Founded in 1991 by a group of movie stars, what restaurant chain is inspired by the world of entertainment? Ryan.
Planet Hollywood.
Is it Planet Hollywood, Hard Rock Cafe, or Hooters?
Planet Hollywood.
Kristen? Kevin?
Planet Hollywood.
All right, Planet Hollywood it is. Ryan gets 3 more. He goes to 6. Kristen gets 1. And Kevin goes to 2. Players named for Signor Paparazzo. What term was coined for a group of freelance photographers who pursue celebrity? Kevin.
Paparazzi.
Is it paparazzi, intermezzo, or fotografia? Brian.
Paparazzi.
Kristen.
Paparazzi.
It is paparazzi, but I like fotografia. That's nice. All right. Brian, you go to 7. Kristen goes to 2. Kevin, you pick up 3. It takes you to 5. Who is the most nominated actor ever by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences? I'll give you 3 choices here. Is it Katharine Hepburn, Jack Nicholson, or Meryl Streep? Brian, who do you think it is?
I'm going to say Meryl Streep.
Kristen?
Katharine Hepburn.
Kevin?
Jack Nicholson.
It is indeed Meryl Streep. Just broke Katharine Hepburn's record, as a matter of fact. Brian, you go to 8. Kristen stays at 2. Kevin stays at 5. Here is your final question, players. Named for a British school, tell me what contact sport uses the terms line out and scrum. One of 3 choices here. Is it rugby, hockey, or pugilism? Brian?
That's got to be rugby.
Kristen?
Rugby.
Kevin?
Rugby.
Sure, rugby it is. Okay, a fine job. At the end of the question round, it looks like this. Brian has 9 spins. Kristen has 3. One more for Kevin gives him 6. And we'll take them all to the big board, trying to turn them into big bucks. And we will do that when Whammy returns. Stay right there.
Runners-up will receive this Croton watch, specially designed with the Whammy logo. Croton Watch Company, fine watches since 1878.
All right, let's let's get down to business here, shall we, folks? This is the final round of Whammy, and welcome back to it. Players right up there, over $100,000 in cash and prizes. But there are Whammies. There are even some double Whammies up there. And they've got one mission, to grab everything you've got and put it into the big bank. The big bank stands now at $3,000. If you come across four Whammies, and you've all done a great job of avoiding them so far, you will be knocked out of the game. But if you hit big bank, and you answer the question correctly, then you have whammied the whammy. And remember that only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game gets to keep all their cash, all their prizes. And here in the final round, you can pass your spins. Brian, you've got the least amount of money, although it is a very close game. You're standing at $2,146. You've got nine spins. You're going to go first, all right?
All right.
You want to press your luck?
I'm pressing it. I'm looking for the big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies now. Stop.
Stop. And his and her leather jacket's worth $1,000, Brian. Now you're in the lead, 31-46, eight spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
I'm pressing it. Looking for that plasma TV. Come on, no Emmy, stop.
Stop at $1,500. Look at that, 46-46 for Brian. Seven spins, Brian.
I'm pressing. Gotta get that TV. Come on, no Emmy, stop.
Stop it at double whammy.
Here, sheep, come on.
Cash.
Whammy had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
Cash.
Whammy went, whammy. You meet up with the dough.
Right. Gotcha. The first whammy of the game, and it cost you $4,646. Whammy's going to put that money into the big bank there. $7,646 is what's in there now.
I got to go.
Brian, there's got to be a lawsuit in there somewhere, wouldn't you think? Somewhere down the line
in all of
your studies? Okay,
I will
good.
Be consulting.
Look into that. Yeah.
All right.
Six minutes, Brian. He wants to press his luck. Let's go.
Let's get it back now. No whammies. Big dollars. Stop.
Stop at a pool table worth $3,200 back in first
place. Right.
You go. Five spins, Brian.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get some more. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750 in a spin. $39.50 for Brian. Five spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going. Looking for that plasma TV. No whammy, stop.
Stop at $1,500 again. Brian, up to $5,450. First place, four spins.
I'm pressing it. I gotta go. No whammy, big dollar, stop.
Stop at designer handbags. They're worth $3,165. Brian, $86.15 for you. You got the lead here. What are we going to do with those three spins?
I'm going to go. Let's press it. Come on, let me see some money. Big dollar, stop.
Stop at a home theater system. Brian likes that. It's worth $1,048. Brian, you are at $9,663. Two spins.
I got to pass it.
All right, they're going to come down to Kristen right next door there. Those are two spins that you must take. But since you were in the lead at the end of the first round, you're going to go last here, which means we're going to skip on down to you, Kevin. $2,749. You have six spins. Don't forget, over $7,500 in the big bank. Remember that, all right?
Yeah.
Let's see if you can cash in. Here we go.
Big bucks, go and stop.
Stop in advance, four spaces, Kevin. Two, the couch potatoes dream. That's worth $1,337. Some recliners. Nice entertainment center for you there. 4086 is where you stand. Five spins to go.
All right, again. Big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop at a portable spa package worth $3,000. Second place, four spins, Kevin.
Keep going, I'm going to keep going. Big bucks, $500, stop.
Stop at $1,200. 82-86 for Mr. Kevin. He's still in second place. You still have three spins.
I got to keep going. $1,700, stop.
Stop at a video car console. Look at that. That's worth $1,000. $9,286. As unbelievable as it sounds, you're still trailing Brian here, but you have two spins. Press your luck.
I got to catch up. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a double whammy.
All the losers may try. No one makes pizza pie like the whammy.
The breakfast of champions there, Kevin. All right, you're down to zero. All that money goes to the big bank. New big bank total, ladies and gentlemen, $16,932. Kevin has one more spin. Can he catch up to Brian? We'll find out after these messages. Don't leave us now.
Woo!
Welcome back, folks. It is going to take you all of about 15 seconds to realize that Kevin is still standing there with pizza dough on his head. And believe me when I tell you, it takes a special man to be able to pull that look off. All right, it's true. Kevin, you just hit a serious whammy. The big bank stands at $16,932. You have one spin. Hit that big bank, my friend, and you've got a nice commanding lead. What do you do with that spin?
Well, I'm going to keep going. I've got to keep the big bank.
$1,000. Good for third place, Kevin. All right, Kristen, we've yet to hear from you. You stand at $2,769. You are going last in this round because you did so well in the first. You have two spins that you have to take, so let's go ahead and get those out of the way. Here comes
all right,
the first one.
Come on, no whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Stop it, a whammy.
Drop it. Give me 20. Give me everything.
Kristen, that's no fun, is it?
No.
Don't you just want to grab that cell phone that you ran up the bill on and call your boyfriend and tell him all about it? I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Oh, good grief. I almost see a tear there. That's not what we like to see. Kristen, the money goes down into the big bank. Bless your heart. You almost want to go over there and give her a hug. Kevin, give her a hug, will you? You pizza dough wearing stallion. Thank you. All right. The money goes to the big bank, Kristen. It's not completely gone. It's down there, $19,701. We take the spin that you had in the past column. It goes up into the earned column. So you have four spins here to do with whatever you like. You can press your luck. You can pass.
I'm going to press my luck. Come on. No whammies. No whammies. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop it. A personal fitness trainer worth $1,299. It puts you in second place, so from here on out, you can pass to Brian if you'd like. That's where they would go. Or you can press your luck.
What do we got? Press my luck.
Stop it, a double whammy.
Money, 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 money.
Oh. She's being a good sport. The $12.99 goes down into the big bank, Kristen, giving us a new total down there in the big bank of $21,000 even. So, Kristen, two whammies but still two spins. Get that big bank, and the world is pretty once again. What are you going to do, Kristen?
I'm going to press my luck.
At the emergency car kit, which is worth $1,000. You are tied for second place with Kevin. You have one more spin. Kristen, you can press your luck. You need something that gives you another spin to stay in the game, or you need big bank, or you can pass to Brian, hope he whammies, and you and Kevin will be tied with $1,000. What are we going to do here?
I'm going to press my luck.
You need another spin, or you need that big bank. $5,000 and a spin. Kristen stays alive and climbs up to $6,000. Now you are in second place. You trail Brian by 3663, and she's passing it to you. Brian, you must avoid the whammy here. If you whammy, Kristen's the champion. Stay away from that whammy, and you're the champ. All right?
All right.
All right, here we
no
go. Here
whammies,
comes your spin.
No whammies. Show me something good. Show me not a whammy. Stop.
Stop. And a new wardrobe of $1,000. You've dodged the whammy, and Brian, you got it. $10,663 in cash and prizes. Here is my good friend Gary Kroger to tell you what you've won, sir. You're going to look great in a new wardrobe collection. Create movie theater sound at home with your very own home theater system. You got yourself some designer handbags. An outdoor, indoor slate pool table. Put that together with $2,250 in cash. Your grand total is $10,663.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Kevin, great. You're a very courageous man.
Looks good on him, right? Give our best to your boyfriend when you call him after the show. All right? Sorry about all this mess. All right. And you, sir, congratulations.
You,
Brian, a fine job. I really thought you two were going to be going neck and neck here. She put a little heat on you towards the end.
Not a heat.
But you did a great job. Folks, thank you very much for joining us. Be here next time for another exciting edition of Whammy. Bye-bye.